You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
$0.10 a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. $0.10 a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance.
Dan Levinson and his Swing Wing, that's Molly Ryan on the vocal, and she is trying to kickstart a swing album project of all her own and a hand-picked group of world-class musicians to do that. And here she does have some musicians with her that are world-class, including Dan Levinson. But I got to hear more of her, and so do you. So please feel free to contribute to that project, and it will happen. I know it will, but I'd like to see it happen as fast as possible. That was 10 Cents a Dance, recorded in 08. That's on at the Codfish Ball is the CD that's on. That's on the Loop Guru label. I pronounced that terribly, but that's my job here, to pronounce things as inaccurately as possible. But there it is. 10 cents a dance. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your stay awake fanboy here on the show. And believe me, there are things to there. You have to be an enthusiast, because if you're not an enthusiast, then what are you alive for? You have to be excited about something. I'm excited about this too. Vassal Osman, and you know, not many people are, but I am, and there's a reason for that. He could tear apart that banjo and put it back together, and he does so here in 1909 on Victor. The Old Folks at Home with Variations. So let's hear those. Thank you. Carl Fenton's orchestra, as if Carl Fenton were a real person. He might have been somebody there, but I don't think he was in there was any person by that name in the studio. In 1924 on Brunswick, Fascinating Rhythm. Oh, yes. That's a good one. On Gershwin's, yes. Why not? Have to play something somebody recognizes once in a while. Before that, Frank Banta. Where's the R? I don't see it. Frank Banta and Harry Axt in 1920 on Columbia. Typhoon. So that's a guy with a lot of money, I heard. Then he should send some to Molly Ryan, and then maybe she'll get her album started sooner. Yes, and Vessel Osman, the old folks at home, and that's where I am, staying up. 1909, I omitted there's a little knock-knock at the beginning of that record, which you can hear if you play that with a modern pickup. So I always found that was cute that Vessel Osman would do that, or somebody would, as opposed to the buzzer system they had later at Victor. So very nice indeed, and why not? But I figured it wasn't necessary. I just talk about it for 20 minutes. This is Radiola, and I'll talk about anything for 20 minutes or 20 hours, because I'm up. I'm up all night, and you might as well just listen. Blue Gold and his orchestra, under his own name, Irving Kaufman, in 1929. And I feel like a weary river winding down to the sea, and I'm winding down as we speak.
Thank you. of bread, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart and always say, a little kiss each morning, a little kiss.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Louis Armstrong and Lord, You Made the Night Too Long, 1932. I played a version of that a couple of weeks ago, but I had to play a good version. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yes. And I think the other one I played was by Derrickson and Brown, whom you will hear again very, very soon on this show. Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, 1929. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. And you got to fill the time between those, though, somehow. I don't know how you do it. You know, I figure that out. I'd love to, but yes, of course. Of course, if you're up all night, you don't have to stop at that. Lou Gold and his orchestra. Weary River, 1929, Irving Kaufman. That was also Rudy Vallee did that one, too, I think. And why shouldn't he? He did a lot of songs. This is Radiola, and I play a lot of songs, some of which you may have heard of, and many of which you will be hearing for the first time. And I'm definitely Andy Sr., with an exclamation point. Derrickson and Brown, whom I just mentioned, in 1932 with Paradise. And, oh boy, they get into it.
I'm just a man who's lost his mate. We live the life of love and hate. To another she's gone for the trick of fate to lose my love. We lived and loved, now our day is through. But each night in dreams it started anew. She comes to me as she used to do. My love her so. And then she holds my hand. She knows I understand. Her eyes are fire with one desire. Then a heavenly kiss. I can't resist. And then she dims the light. And then we. She takes me to
the snow is
is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
Some people call arty, and I was drawn to him a fraction. He was the center of attraction, and though I don't often do such a thing, this suave aristocrat induced me to his flat. He had such perfect grace, such savoir faire. 'Twas like a poem when he offered me a chair. His every fond caress, the acme of finesse, he was a gentleman. He improvised, as if it were planned, and with baronial distinction kissed my hand. To watch him pour the wine, enchantingly divine, he was a gentleman. One felt so sanctified just sitting by him. His every gesture was a perfect art. There's not a quality I would deny him. Now here's the most peculiar part. Out of the sky, out of the void, he gave an exhibition best described by Freud. He suddenly inclined to pinch at my believe me, he was a gentleman. I was surprised. I was amazed. Why, the man's peculiar actions had me dazed. I took my coat and hat, and then I told him that he was no gentleman, indeed. He called a cab, without a word, and then admitted that his conduct was absurd. Of course I realized, when he apologized, he was a gentleman. When we were in the cab, he really did astound me. His self-restraint was hard to understand. He didn't try to put an arm around me. He didn't even hold my hand. Then pretty soon, we reached my door. I thought that's all there isn't any more. Without the least excuse, I felt a gentle, whoa, oh, dear me.
There's Beatrice Lilly again. Sam Walsh on the piano, 1934. He was a gentleman on Gramophone Shop Varieties. It's a Columbia take there. You can tell by the master number. You know, that's one of the tricks. But well recorded indeed. And that was Yes, and he was an interesting guy, obviously. He couldn't restrain himself from using an improper use of hands on the field. No good there. Kitty Masters and Val Rosing, who relatives of his listen to this show. I hope they don't mind the last one I just played, but this was a good one. June and January, 1935. That's a good sounding copy of that too. And it is June. It's not January, but it's not as warm as it could be. Derrickson and Brown, Paradise, 1932. And it's about 70 degrees. So it's more like May. It's not in January at all. It is in June, and we're enjoying that. This is Radiola, and we're enjoying ourselves way too much, and that's probably just because we're giddy. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the giddiest one of them all. Rex Allen, in 1933, on the Neo Beckstein piano. And the Neo Beckstein is an instrument that doesn't really exist anymore. There might be one of them operational left in the world, as far as I know. If you look on Wikipedia and look up Neo Beckstein, you'll see that they're extremely rare. But they were big about 1930, and Rex Allen did record on HMV in England. Look What You've Done, and that's what he did, and let's give it a listen. Thank you.
And others have told me the same thing before, but oh, what a thrill to hear it from you. Oh, I don't know why it sets me aflame. The words are familiar, the thought is the same. But oh, what a thrill to hear it from you. Each little thing that you say, dear, each word you impart, in some magic way, dear, goes right to my heart. They sing it in songs, they say it in plays. I love you, it's only a phrase. But oh, what a thrill to hear it from you.
Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with the trio singing Pink Elephants. 9032 on Brunswick. Oh, yes. Well, when you stay up late, things start. You start to see things. It isn't. You don't even have to indulge in anything fermented. It just sort of happens. The spiders try to teach you to play canasta. It's wonderful. And provided you don't already know how to play canasta, I'm saying. Before that, I don't know why I find myself so amusing. It's really sad. Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, Charlie Lawman on the vocal. Oh, what a thrill to hear it from you. 1932, beginning with Rex Allen playing his Neo Beckstein piano. Look What You've Done, 1933. Oh, that's good stuff. This is Radiola, and this is worth staying up for, isn't it? I think so. Don't go to bed just yet. We got a few more. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm definitely going to keep the lights on for the duration of this show. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Now, yes, let's play a little more swing, shall we? 1938. This is, I think, a Dean Kincaid arrangement, according to the discography, and a very good one indeed. Tin Roof Blues. Fats Waller, his rhythm, and his orchestra in 1938, the Sheik of Araby. And that's, Fats did work with a big band for a while. Of course, everybody had to get into the act on that. And everybody wanted to have a big band. I don't want to have a big band because I realize how hard they are to run. somebody suggested that to me once. I said, no. Oh, no. You got to feed those guys. You can't just let them run loose in the neighborhood. But, yeah, Fats Waller had a band in the Sheik of Araby, and that's a nice version of that. And Fats is having fun, even though he realized he'd have to feed all those guys later. Tommy Dorsey, who managed to feed all his musicians, even though he was working for some pretty tough people then. They had, I think, MCA and those guys were leaning on him. Tin Roof Blues, 1938. This is Radiola, and nobody's leaning on us, although if they were, we wouldn't cave in, because that's who we are, because we're wide awake and we're enjoying ourselves, and this being Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and again, I want to remind you, if possible, please check out Molly Ryan's link for her Kickstarter project, which I have posted on the Radiola blog. And it will also be included in the emailed playlist I send every week along with the show. So if you feel that you, and how could you not, want to contribute and make this album happen, then you may do so. And I've already done so, but that doesn't stop me from making an appeal here. And if I'm appealing to you, that's all I want to be. Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra, Dance Orchestra, with Al Boley. And this is how I feel, too. I'll do my best to make you happy, so I hope you're happy.
make you happy, to help you see the brighter side. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied. I'll do my best to make life worthwhile, whatever fortune may betide. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied. So make the most of fun and laughter, that's what I always say. Why count the cost of what comes after? Don't meet your troubles, don't meet them halfway. I'll do my best to make you happy, your friend, your counselor, and I. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied.